What would happen if you suddenly lost your electricity or your natural gas, even your cable TV, because a neighbor didn't contact Julie before starting a digging project? From trees and mailbox posts to fences and decks, remember to contact Julie before you dig. Know what's below. Contact Julie 2 business days before you start. Simply call 811 or go online at IllinoisOneCall.com. It's a free service. It's smart and it's the law.
The Spring Inventory Liquidation Sale has started at one of the largest men's clothing stores in Chicago. Suits 2020 has suits at 60% off, 70% off, even 80% off. Buy one, get two free. Buy one, get three free. You name it, we've got it. Executive suits, normally $550, are now buy one, get four free, or pay just $110 each. Suits made in Italy, normally $795, on sale for $210. Now that's better than buy one, get two free, and only at Suits 2020. Slim fit suits and suits with vests have just arrived and are on sale. Beautiful silk ties have been reduced to $7 and dress pants marked down to $20. Hundreds of boys' suits are on sale and marked down along with boys' shirts and ties with discounts of up to 80% off. You won't believe the savings at Suits 2020. The entire store is on sale for only 1 week, so don't miss it. Suits 2020 is located at 7651 North Caldwell in Niles. Call 847-676-2020. That's 847-676-2020.
This is it, Bears fans. The NFL draft begins today. Who will the Bears choose in the first round? We'll break down all the possibilities throughout the day. And be with us all day tomorrow for analysis and reaction. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR and HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. The Score! Scoreboard update.
2 o'clock from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio. I'm Adam Harris. The Wolves are down 2-1 in a best-of-five playoff round. Visit ChicagoWolves.com. This is a huge weekend for all 32 NFL teams, but could be historically huge for the Bears because of how many holes they have on their roster, according to Super Bowl winner Brian Billick.
To say you're going to come out with three starters, that would be great. If you come out with three starters in your first three picks, you're probably not very good. And in that case, the Chicago Bears could very well do that, particularly on the defensive side of the ball. And then whatever you get, you know, on the back end is just a plus.
Billick's full interview is at MullyandHanley.com. Chicago is all dressed up and ready to host one of the NFL's biggest stages. The draft ceremonies begin at 7. Draft Town opens at 4 to the public, just a few blocks down in Grant Park. Despite recent reports, Bears head coach John Fox told reporters he expects Martellus Bennett to be on the Bears roster come draft end. Matt Forte coming up momentarily with Boers and Bernstein. History's on the Bulls' side. No NBA team has ever lost a best-of-seven series after winning the first three games, so maybe the Bulls will wrap it up tonight. Game 6 tips at 6 from Milwaukee. Next season's head coach of the Thunder looks to be Billy Donovan, the former Florida Gator head coach, and the team agreed to a 5-year deal, according to Yahoo Sports. Sox are out of Baltimore, look to get back to their normal routine. Tonight they're in Minnesota. Chris Sale is on the mound. Cubs will host the Brewers tomorrow afternoon. Blackhawks will cap off the Friday sports night with an 8:30 puck drop tomorrow night at the United Center, opening Series 2 against the Wild. Now it's time for yesterday's King of the Day, brought to you by King of Queens. Catch the hilarious comedy weeknights at 11 p.m. on WCIU, The U. Yesterday's king was the NFL. It was draft day eve yesterday, and now it's here. The NFL has taken over Chicago. I'm Adam Harris. You're listening to the radio home for White Sox baseball. Next game on the Score is this evening, 6:35 pregame. Sox and Twins on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score, 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Muller Nissan in Highland Park.
Boers and Bernstein at it again.
Boers and Bernstein, afternoons on The Score.
Boers and Bernstein at the NFL Network Draft Welcome Luncheon. Draft analyst Daniel Jeremiah.
I do my top 50 list, which is off of my eyes, and my mock drafts are done off my ears. You can criticize my mock draft all you want. I don't care, because that's just based off what I'm hearing, and the fans have fun with that stuff. My top 50 list I will defend, because that's my opinion of what I saw on the tape.
Charles Davis of NFL Network.
People gravitate towards who they are, and the Bears have always lived up to that. Even when they weren't very good, they were tough on defense. Right? You had people, and that's been a real struggle for them. You've got to be able to play some semblance of defense, and that's what's going to be interesting to me in this draft.
Steve Mariucci of the NFL Network.
We have so much information on everybody, and you know what? It's still a crapshoot.
The quarterbacks in the first round that we spent all kinds of time researching and evaluating and coaching and everything, there's still a 50% divorce rate.
NFL Marshall Falk
talking if I was Matt Forte.
Right.
I'm going to hold out, and I'm going to find me a team that's ready to win right now. I'm going to try to get to New England. You could put the tag on him, but right now at 30, if you put him on the right team, he could probably get a team to the Super Bowl. And, yes, 3 years ago, the guy had maybe three more years left. He wanted a new deal, and they wouldn't give it to him. And they ran him to death. I mean, ran him in the ground. You don't let a team run you in the ground and not give you more. You have to take advantage of it when you have it.
Idiot and Bernstein
over there on the score.
Terry Bors.
Yeah, not really.
Dan Bernstein.
My rules always take the pot guy.
I've got to wake up.
Bors and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
At 204, there's a cavalcade of stars for you. And now we get to a guy, we've run him to nothing. We've killed him already, haven't we?
No, it's, I think
we haven't killed him?
You might have traded him, though.
No, we didn't trade, but we...
Not yet, we haven't
decided yet. We're
working
on killing him.
Yeah, well, the Bears have been.
Yeah, not us. Oh, no, we're not that kind of guys. We love it.
Matt Forte joins us on the Grossinger Lincolnwood Hotline. Find over 4,000 vehicles at grossingerdeals.com. You can follow him on Twitter, at MattForte22 as well, and he is in town. Hello, Matt.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Well, I think we'd
ask you the same thing.
Yeah, that's our
question.
A lot of stuff. Before we sort of dive in, curious what you are going to be doing with FedEx and the draft tonight and Twitter and all that.
Yeah, I'm just part of FedEx's Aaron Ground Player of the Week. And, you know, this year they're doing the first quarterback taken and the first running back taken tonight will be recognized as the FedEx Aaron Ground Player of the Draft. And FedEx will donate $2,500 to the local chapter of American Red Cross in the city that those draft picks were picked in. And the fans can also win a trip to 2016 NFL Draft by tweeting at FedEx and using the hashtags AaronGround and DraftSweeps.
Nice.
So it then raises the question, you're in town now for this. Would it have been so difficult to come in for the Piccolo Award?
Yeah, I know. I've been getting that question a lot, but I'm glad you asked me that because – the thing that I've been trying to explain, well, I did explain, but I didn't really go into detail, was that I, in the beginning of the offseason, you know, we got a new coach and everything, and met with Ryan Pace, the GM, and, you know, I was asking them afterwards, well, I asked Ryan Pace's secretary for our offseason schedule, and we hadn't gotten it yet, so I had planned on, like I said, planned on going down to Florida and train and do all that stuff, and so I hadn't gotten the schedule. And so I knew that we weren't really going to probably do much until after the draft. So I scheduled my training trip, and it, you know, coincided with that. And also these appearances that I'm doing right now for the draft, you know, we, you know, schedule those ahead of time anyway because they have to have time to promote it and do all that stuff. So that also was, you know, already scheduled ahead of time too. And everybody was like, well, how come you can't go to minicamp for the Piccolo Award but you can go to all these autograph signings and these – you know, appearances and stuff, but those were already done way before our schedule even came out. So our schedule came out when I realized that, you know, the Piccolo Award was on Tuesday, and me and my family, who was in Florida, were coming back on Wednesday. And so I sent, you know, they asked me if I was going to be there, and I was like, no, I'm coming back on Wednesday. But I sent in my acceptance speech. You know, the only thing I really regret is, you know, by not being there is not asking them to, I guess, try to move the date so that I could be there. But I kind of thought about that, and I figured that would kind of be high maintenance of me to be like, hey, can you move it just for me? You know what I mean? So I didn't want to, like, you know, do that type of stuff.
So none of that was intended as any personal slap at the Bears in any way, Matt, right? I mean, that was not meant on your, like, well, you know what? They have run me in the ground. They have done this. They haven't done right by me. This is not a statement of looking for more paper or anything. Because that's,
no, I mean,
you know, everybody sort of drew it out to there. Well, Matt Forte just doing this passive aggressive, just looking for a new paper, looking for a new deal.
No, I mean, see, the thing, I mean, I talked to Ryan Pace before, you know, I even, before well, actually when he first got hired, I went in the office because we have a mutual friend that I went to college with, and I talked to him, let him know that I wasn't, we actually talked about a contract extension and that type of stuff, and, you know, we discussed that together. And I also let him know, I was like, look, I'm going to Florida to train, and when the schedule just came out, it looks like I'm going to miss the first 2 weeks. And I just want to let you know I'm going to be down there. I'm not, like, angry or anything because, you know, you guys don't want to talk to me about an extension or something like that. But, you know, when we talked about the extension, you know, I was – doing, you know, stuff trying to actually help out the team because I have a high cap number this year, and I was like, you know, it kind of makes sense to do an extension where, you know, I can retire as a Bear and be a long tenured Bear and continue the legacy and also, you know, lower my cap number as well. I'm not looking for a huge third contract. You know I'm 29 and then I'm a running back too. And, you know, so we talked about that type of stuff, but then I let him know, you know, I'm not angry or I'm holding any grudges or anything. I'm just going to prepare myself the best that I can, that I always do each season, to be prepared when the season comes. And I felt like that's what I needed to do.
Just so we know where that stands now, so you're saying there were at least preliminary discussions about the idea of a contract extension, and you're saying that the Bears told you that they weren't doing it at this point, that it would be discussed down the road, or there is just simply an expectation that you are going to be a part of the team and play for, I want to say, the $8.2 million that remains on your contract for this year?
Yeah, we talked about it early in the offseason. And, you know, that's a tough time to talk about it because they just got here and, you know, they have people to look for in free agency to pick up. They also have to get ready for the draft and that type of stuff. And so we did talk about it. And so I was, you know, asking them if we were going to talk about it after that type of stuff. And they said no. So I was like, well, okay. So, you know, no player really wants to play on a one-year deal, you know, because the uncertainty of the future of where you're going to be or where you're going to go. So, you know, everybody wants to point the finger at the player and say, oh, you need to be a team player, be in there and do this stuff. But when it comes to this point, you know, I'm playing on a one-year deal where I don't know where I'm going to be next year. So I have to do my best of my ability to, you know, take care of myself first.
So where does that leave us? If at the moment the Bears are not discussing an extension, you clearly, regardless of whatever the numbers may be, you're speaking very clearly about wanting an extension. Are you committed? Can we take a holdout off the table completely? Or is it possible that you are going to play this out leverage-wise and not be here for OTA?